everybody. Jace from the Comic Source here. This episode contains the interview I did with Jeff King recently at Long Beach Comic Con. This isn't the full interview. This is actually just the Hand of God portion of the interview. You can go back and listen to the previous episode if you want to hear us talk about Jeff King's comic book work as well, writing for DC. But if you're only interested in the portion that covers the Hand of God series from Amazon, then you're in the right place. Thanks for listening. Let's talk a little bit about your major TV or film project you have going on, Hand of God.
Yes.
Amazon. I've seen the first episode. I can't wait to watch the rest.
Streaming now, Amazon Prime.
Yes, streaming now on Amazon Prime. If you don't have Amazon Prime, I believe you can go and still watch the first episode.
Correct.
Check it out.
Correct.
So, what can you tell us about the response so far from Hand of God?
People who've watched it have loved it. Your response has been very strong. There are so many characters, and it's a show that is challenging because it deals with faith and it deals with religion, but it deals with it in a very straight up way. It doesn't make choices for you. It asks you to make choices as you watch the characters experience their journeys. We've had an amazing response because of the cast: Ron Perlman, Dana Delaney, Garrett Dillahunt, Andre Royo, Elizabeth McLaughlin, Julian Morris, Emmy Atsu-Corinaldi. I mean, that's just the starring cast. And I feel like the most fun of this was working with a director like Mark Forster from World War Z and Quantum of Solace fame, but also Monsters Ball, Finding Neverland, movies that I love, with Ben Watkins scripts. I mean, it has been an opportunity for creative freedom that Amazon offers as a company. They really let us explore our world.
Use that word, explore. I feel like, you know, let me, in the interest of full disclosure, say I have only watched the first episode so far, but even in that episode, very appropriate, I feel, the state of the world today, exploring that theme of faith.
Sure.
And coming at it from a realistic point of view. I mean, sometimes we look around, we see all the negative things going on. There's constantly things in the news, you know, the religious right and such, and, you know, where do people find room in their busy lives for faith or, you know, a God or a God-like figure? And just very, very appropriate, very real, very relatable, because we've all gone through things in our lives, maybe not to the point that Ron Perlman's character is having to go through this this incredible crisis in his life, this huge traumatic event, and leading to him questioning his faith. And, you know, you put yourself in his shoes, what would I do? So are those some of the themes, as you approached it, as the executive producer, that you wanted to explore and feel like you would hook the reader in,
or the
viewer? Joshua Hale Piccolo, yeah. Bunker, great, great book.
Great book. I'm loving Bunker. Of course, when you have a character who goes through a profound crisis, there are great opportunities to tell stories, because the harder you challenge someone, the more powerfully they react, and the more powerfully they react, the deeper you see inside them, because they have to react honestly and without thinking. And that's what happens with Ron, with Purnell Harris, the judge, becomes a character of pure passion, and all he cares about is waking his son up. That's all he cares about. And he will do anything to make that happen. And anything turns into a voice that he hears that may be from God, and it may be because he's embraced his faith, because he's opened himself up to that possibility, and it may be that he is crazy, and it may be that his grief has driven him to hear these things that are revealing elements of his subconscious mind to him, things that he's seen that he might not remember, things that he heard that never made sense to him before, and it's his subconscious working out those details that will lead him to who hurt his son, if indeed it wasn't a suicide attempt, but maybe it was. And maybe at the end of all this, that's all it was. And he has to deal with that. So over the first 10 episodes, that will be answered. You'll find out an answer to that question. And so in that way, what was really fun about it was the plot itself, while it has some twists and turns, is relatively straightforward. What really was interesting to me was dealing with the bigger ramifications to him as a father and to him as a husband. So you're married to this dude. What do? Do you lock him up? Do you help him? You're his business partner. Do you threaten him? Do you enable him? Do you cajole him? You know, you're his daughter-in-law. Do you listen to him? Do you? So it's not just him, it's everybody around him, because his behavior doesn't necessarily look like madness, because he has the ability to pull it together.
Which is why I feel like Ron Perlman is such a great choice, such an incredibly talented actor, because I feel like his character, Burnell Harris, is so much a character of extremes. We see him as this judge, so dispassionate. The law is black and white. You know, make your decisions based on this. But as you said, in the series, this traumatic event happens, and all of a sudden, it's the complete opposite. He's basing all his decisions on passion.
Yep, absolutely.
Look at it as a judge. Follow the law. Do what you're supposed to do. This is right. This is wrong. Now he's becoming a vigilante. It's those dichotomies and the power and the ability to realistically portray these two extreme ends that Perlman brings to the role that I feel immediately from the first scene in the first episode where you see him in the fountain, he's got it.
Right.
Perlman's got it. He is this character.
Yeah.
Maybe the role he was born to play. I won't go so far as to say that, but is he enjoying working on the series?
Yes. Yeah, it's a character that scared him because of its extremes. And he's played some pretty extreme characters. So to have that challenge was something that he really enjoyed. And he's a producer, so he's been involved in the origin of the project. He was there from the very beginning. That was very exciting for him. Very exciting.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, I want to thank you so much for your time.
Chase, thank you.
Always good to see you.
Appreciate it.
Best of luck, Hand of God.
Thank you.
Telos, listeners, better get out there and pick it up. It could be the most important DC book coming out. Can have its fingers at any point, anywhere, any character in the DC universe.
But hopefully you'll just appreciate it because it's a good story well told.
Yeah, well, and we can all relate to family. And at the end of the story, it's a story about family.
Yes, and particularly a man who's trying to find his.
Yes, we can all relate to that. All right, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, man.